Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. It was the bow and arrow shot heard around the world, fired by Dr. Walter Palmer, a dentist from Minnesota, which maimed and eventually killed the most famous lion in all of Zimbabwe. The lion, of course, was Cecil. He was a major tourist draw, the king of his pride, and the subject of a long-term study by researchers at Oxford University. Now, an avid trophy hunter, Palmer paid $50,000 to his two guides, who lured Cecil from the sanctuary where he was protected, and after helping to kill him, tried to destroy his GPS collar. Dr. Palmer claims that he had no idea that killing Cecil was illegal, and in a statement he said, quote, "I relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt." Meanwhile, back in the United States, one tabloid in New York has branded Palmer with the headline, "America's Most Hated." I saw that this morning. Now, the legality of that hunt is currently being investigated in Zimbabwe, but the investigation is doing nothing to stem the tide of public outrage, which I just mentioned, with many critics, including late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, asking this.
Let's say we accept at face value that he thought it was legal and properly handled and didn't know the lion had a tracking collar. It was a local fair. The big question is, why are you shooting a lion in the first place? I mean, I'm honestly curious to know why a human being would feel compelled to do that. How is that fun?
Dr. Jason G. Goldman is a cognitive scientist, animal behavior researcher, a science writer who's come to terms with the fact that many people around the world do enjoy hunting big game for sport, both endangered species and non-endangered. And he says that focusing our outrage at trophy hunters might be misguided. Now, Goldman lays out many of his arguments in an article called "Can Trophy Hunting Actually Help Conservation?" It's a piece he wrote for Conservation Magazine. Dr. Goldman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're writing this article, or this article is coming out. You're getting attention at a time where you want us to understand the motivation and psychology of trophy hunters like Dr. Palmer. And I think for a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel and a lot of the rest of us, it's a big ask.
Yeah, well, I should say that I personally don't quite understand what's fun about this. But from a conservation perspective, from a wildlife management perspective, there are some arguments to be made about the viability of hunting, of legal hunting at least, as a sort of viable management strategy.
And now you've written about the big money that can come in via auctions for game hunting licenses in places like Zimbabwe, South Africa. They can get, in some cases, I read about a license to hunt a black rhino that was $350,000. Again, it kind of makes you cringe, somebody wanting to pay that much to shoot a black rhino, but you say that this kind of money and proper management can sink money back into conservation and can actually help. Explain your argument a little bit.
At least that's the idea. The argument that gets put forward in these sorts of circumstances is that that amount of money, the $50,000 that went for the killing of this lion, the $350,000 that went at auction for the black rhino last year, that's a lot of money for sure. And it's a lot more money from a single individual than your sort of average tourist would spend going on safari in Africa, going to take a bunch of photos. And at least in principle, and there's some scientific data to support this, those hunters would be spending that money in places that aren't otherwise generating revenue from ecotourism, either because the landscapes are simply not pretty enough to attract tourists, or because there are parts of the continent that are a little bit more unstable, or they're more remote. And in principle, at least, a significant chunk of that money is supposed to be funneled back into local communities and back into conservation efforts on the ground. I think it's reasonable to ask how often in some places this happens in practice, but at least in theory, that's the idea.
Now, also in practice, you have argued that the real threat, the direct threat, of course, there's habitat destruction and everything else, but in terms of the actual killing of endangered species, the real threat comes from illegal poaching for rhino horns and lots of other illegal activities, and not from big game hunters, even if they're skirting rules the way Palmer or his guides did.
Yeah, I think it's at least worth noting a distinction between issues of animal welfare which apply to individual animals, and issues of conservation and wildlife management, which apply to groups of animals, to populations. Certainly, you know, if you're someone who thinks that there is never an acceptable occasion in which it's okay to hunt an animal, those arguments usually come from an animal welfare perspective. But if you're sort of willing to accept the possibility that in some cases, in some circumstances, you know, in some places for some species, hunting can be a useful strategy, then it's worth thinking about the differences in scale between a handful of animals that are legally killed every year, you know, for trophies, and the thousands of animals, tens of thousands in some cases, that are killed illegally through poaching and other means.
And before we let you go, Dr. Goldman, you've also argued pretty interestingly that if there is going to be big game hunting like this, and the money, sometimes the big money, can benefit conservation, management efforts like limiting hunting to non-breeding males that don't affect the population because they don't breed anymore, that kind of thing can help.
Yeah, again, that's at least the way it's supposed to work. Typically, when licenses are sold at auction, they're not sort of blanket licenses to shoot the first animal that you see. They're designated for a specific individual. And often it's an older male who's already contributed genetically to a social group. There is at least a method to the way that these herds are managed, if they're managed for hunting.
Dr. Jason G. Goldman is a cognitive scientist. He's an animal behavioral researcher. He wrote, "Can Trophy Hunting Actually Help Conservation?" in Conservation Magazine. Dr. Goldman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Dr. Jason G. Goldman is a cognitive scientist, an animal behavior researcher, a science writer, and author of "Can Trophy Hunting Actually Help Conservation?" That's in Conservation Magazine. The killing of Cecil has caused an uproar on social media. Here's Guy Gold on the Takeaway Facebook page. "In a world where 80% of the population lives on less than $10 a day, this is a prime example of the ugly American. This well-to-do, college-educated dentist felt the best use of his $55,000 was to fly across the world to poach a lion in one of the most impoverished nations in the world, a lion that was beloved by those people."
Hi, my name is Bridget, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I think that the killing of that poor lion is despicable. I think he owes the Zimbabweans a debt, and he needs to go and pay it.
Keep this conversation going. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can comment at thetakeaway.org or on facebook.com/thetakeaway.